AP News, I'm Haya Punjwani. A survey from the Associated Press, Norick Center for Public Affairs Research, found that about 7 in 10 U.S. adults disapprove of how President Trump is handling the issue of Greenland, a semi-autonomous territory of NATO ally Denmark. That's higher than the share who dislike how he's handling foreign policy generally, suggesting that Trump's Greenland approach has created a weak spot for his administration. About 24% of American adults approve of Trump's Greenland approach. Speaking with reporters, President Trump says he's not worried about criticism of his desire for the U.S. to acquire Greenland.
Well, I think Greenland's going to want us, but we get along very well with Europe. We'll see how it all works out. We're negotiating right now for Greenland.
At a news conference, Maria Sue, superintendent of the San Francisco Unified School District, says they've reached a deal with striking teachers. If it's ratified by union members, children at public schools will go back to class Wednesday after the Lunar New Year holiday.
I am Maria Sue, superintendent of San Francisco Unified School District. Today, I am pleased to stand here to announce that we have a tentative agreement to get our kids back into school.
The audio is courtesy of KGO. The Trump administration is taking legal action against Harvard. AP's Mike Hempen.
The Justice Department is suing Harvard. The lawsuit says the Ivy League school has refused to provide admissions records that the Justice Department demanded. The DOJ is trying to ensure that Harvard has stopped using affirmative action in admissions. The lawsuit says that Harvard has, quote unquote, thwarted efforts to investigate potential discrimination. It's asking a judge to order the university to turn over the records. This is the latest salvo in President Trump's standoff with Harvard, which has faced billions of dollars in funding cuts and other sanctions after it rejected a list of demands from the administration last year. I'm Mike Hempen.
This is AP News. Two NBA teams are facing hefty fines for engaging in a practice known as tanking. Correspondent Gethin Kulbaugh.
The NBA fined the Utah Jazz $500,000 for sitting healthy stars late in close games. The league announced the decision on Thursday. The Jazz kept players out of recent fourth quarters, even though games were tight. The NBA said the players could have kept playing. Utah also faced previous fines tied to resting Lauri Markkanen. The Pacers were also fined $100,000 for holding out Pascal Siakam and other starters. The policy targets teams that chase better draft odds by losing on purpose. I'm Gethin Kulbaugh.
Virginia voters will cast ballots on a congressional redistricting plan benefiting Democrats while a court battle plays out over the legality of the effort. The Virginia Supreme Court said that a statewide referendum can be held on April 21st whether to authorize mid-decade redistricting. I'm Haya Punjwani, AP News.
We have the tech to get food delivered in 15 minutes, but we all have horror stories about buying tickets. The Game Time app gives fans the advantage. Get amazing tickets in just a few taps. Fees are included, so what you see is what you pay. And the Game Time guarantee means authentic tickets at the best price every time. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets to concerts, sports, comedy, and more with Game Time. Download the Game Time app and create an account for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply.